This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
With millions of tax dollars set aside for economic recovery is set to be released soon. The Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity says the first back-to-business grant awards will be made in the coming days. Funds will continue to go out until the program's $250 million is expended. A recent study from JMA Internal Medicine shows nursing home workers are less than 50% vaccinated nationwide as of July 18th. According to the latest figures from the AARP COVID-19 dashboard, just 31% of Illinois nursing homes have a vaccination rate of at least 75% for all staff. Vaccines will be required for all state employees at congregate housing facilities. The deadline for compliance is October 4th. The Illinois Department of Public Health says symptoms of the flu and COVID-19 are quite similar. Fever, chills, cough, fatigue, sore throat, stuffy or runny nose, headaches, and the like are common signs of both influenza and COVID. Public health officials urge those concerned to get tested. Visit coronavirus.illinois.gov to find a nearby testing location. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Some Haitians are being allowed in. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and the latest controversy at the border.
Of all of the president's screw-ups, there's not a single one greater than the crisis at the border.
Republican Senator John Kennedy. Some Democrats are also upset, demanding the Biden administration stop deporting other Haitians as some are being flown back from a camp of thousands of migrants under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas.
As DHS now confirms, they are releasing some Haitian migrants into the U.S., saying in part, quote, individuals who are not immediately repatriated are either placed in alternatives to detention, detained in an ICE facility, or released with a legal document, either a notice to appear in court or a notice to report to an ICE office for further immigration processing.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Del Rio. How many Haitians are being let into the U.S. is unclear. The FDA has approved COVID vaccine boosters for those who got Pfizer's version, a third dose for anyone over 65 and those younger with greater health risks and those in jobs at high risk of COVID infection.
The Biden administration had been hoping for booster shots for all adults, and there are still regulatory hills to climb before any of those third shots go out. Advisors for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are debating, and some of them aren't convinced yet that boosters are needed.
Fox's Jill Nato. The U.S. will donate a half billion more Pfizer doses to poorer countries. Now, the FBI and other law enforcement will this morning resume searching in Florida for Brian Laundrie, a person of interest in Gabby Petito's death. He has been missing since last week when his family says he went there for a hike.
There are a lot of doubts among law enforcement about whether Brian Laundrie is even in this nature reserve. One former FBI agent tells us he highly doubts that Brian would be able to survive in here so long.
Fox's Charles Watson in Venice, Florida. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden will keep negotiating with fellow Democrats, trying to unite moderates and progressives on trillions of dollars in spending. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says,
we're calm and everybody's good and our work's almost done.
Now, she's hoping for a vote next week on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. The Senate already approved, though some Democrats want to wait to approve the spending bill 3 times the size at the same time. But there is another issue looming.
A Senate standstill is increasing the odds of a government shutdown next week, with Republicans insisting they won't support a short-term spending bill with a debt limit suspension included.
Don't play Russian roulette with our economy.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's up to Democrats to increase the borrowing limit.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's Republicans threatening a devastating default by refusing to increase a limit on debt they supported.
It's the Trump debt that we now must pay.
The legislation will need at least 10 Republicans to vote yes to overcome a filibuster in the 50-50 Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up big the day after a big rally that snapped a four-day Dow losing streak. An infamous killer, Scott Peterson, is no longer condemned to die in California.
Peterson was originally given a death sentence for the murders of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. That sentence was vacated last year, but Peterson's conviction stood. He remains housed on death row, technically, with no sentence. A Stanislaus County judge now says Peterson will get a sentence of life without possibility of parole later this year. Peterson's attorneys still hope he goes free, citing juror misconduct in their push for a new trial. Peterson, from the beginning, has maintained his innocence.
That's Gernal Scott. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Strict.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today's going to be sunny and windy with a high of 70, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain. And for Saturday, sunny with a comfortable high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 46 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, September 23rd edition of Byers & Company. City Hall Insider, former Mayor of Decatur, Paul Osborne with us today. Get a United Way update with Debbie Bogle. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. It is chilly out there this morning. 46 degrees, is that right?
Yeah, that's what my watch told me.
Wow. You know, it got to like September weather fast.
Yeah, fall started yesterday and the temperatures fell with it.
Yeah, you know, I look at that, but next Monday it's going to be 88 degrees.
Yeah,
we've got three or four more of these up and down waves before we're in fall, don't you think?
Yeah. Yep.
Good morning and welcome. This is Byers and Company. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. Nick Smith's driving a new car.
Yeah.
What are you going to go, yeah? What does that mean?
I am. I don't know.
Is it a secret?
Not necessarily. I mean, I'm driving out in public.
I'm sorry. I thought you were excited about it.
I am excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
So I got an electric car. I got the Tesla finally.
Okay. So you've been talking about this forever.
Mm-hmm.
What made you finally pull the trigger?
It was available.
Okay.
I mean, I ordered it back in July. It finally happened.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And so what is the ordering process like for this? Because this is such a different sort of make and model in our world about how you arrive at an automobile.
Yeah, so, and this is the future of car purchasing for sure. You get online, you pick out the one you want, customize it the way you want it, order it, sign the documents, prepay it, go and pick it up, and they hand you the not keys, and then you leave. It's like you just go pick it up.
Okay, so in this particular process, where do you go pick it up?
Close to us is Bloomington.
Okay.
So they have a Tesla dealership up there. Delivery center, let's put it that way. It's not really a dealership, but that's the whole thing. If you want a tour and you want them to help you out or anything like that, you can do that. Otherwise, you go and say, all right, and you leave. They give you the key cards and you leave.
Okay. So do you feel not robbed, but is there a feeling of not having sort of that full service kind of thing?
No, not at all. In fact, it's better because there is no pressure. There's no haggling. There's no negotiating. There's, you know, it's just ready to go. It's like going to the grocery store. And so you do all that you want to do on the front end and as much as you want on the back end. You're not forced through the anxiety of sitting there and the paperwork and the, you know, this, that, and the other. You can do it all up ahead of time.
Okay, interesting. There is the downtime being just what, the supply chain problem? Or
demand, supply chain, all
okay.
of it.
Combined.
Mm-hmm. Production.
And how much... How customizable was it? What were you able to sort of do as the consumer picking out what you wanted?
Color of interior, exterior, range of batteries. There's I think three or four tiers of that, rims, and maybe accessories.
So it's like building a pair of Nikes on the Nike app.
Yeah.
Okay. And you picked it up. And what range of battery did you get? I mean, this is the entire conversation about how quickly we all go to electric vehicles is the infrastructure and just like our phones, right? I mean, yep. If you go back 10 years ago, your phone was not anything like it is today as far as battery length or ability to stay charged. So what are the options and what's the price difference between those?
I think there's a swing of about $20,000.
Wow.
But it adds more. I mean, it's not only longer range. You get more motor. It comes with other things. And the particular, so like 300 plus, you know, 350, I think is the.
Mileage, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Per charge?
Yeah.
Okay.
And per full charge.
For full charge. All right. And then how accurate is that? You know, we all know that you're like, we all have a car that says, you know, you have 100 miles left of gasoline. And then it goes, you have 40 miles left. Then it goes, you have 5 miles left, like all within about 10 minutes.
That is something that's talked about quite a bit. I wouldn't call it all the way accurate, but I would say it much like your phone. Because you can literally have have the little charge symbol that tells you have 50% left, so you can picture it if you need to.
Okay.
But a standard house charger will give you like 5 miles per hour charge. A washing machine charger will give you like 30. And then there's like a wall, not a supercharger, but a wall charger will give you like 45 miles per hour.
45 miles of use.
Yep.
Per hour of being plugged in.
Yeah, so if you work at Indicator and don't go out and you ran it all the way down, if you've got an hour, you're good for a day.
Okay. That's a pretty good proposition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But $20,000 seems like a gigantic swing.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's much like, you know, you could go get a a truck for $45,000 or spend $80,000.
Yeah. You know? No, I don't. Sure. I'm just trying to figure out the landscape of how all of this works. And I know it's been tough in the automobile industry all the way around. We talked to the guys, you know, with Bob Brady all summer long, you know, about inventory and supply chain and 99% of a car is ready to go.
Yeah,
but they're
exactly
waiting on that 1%, whether it's chips or whatever, that's slowing everything down.
Yeah, and in driving around Central Illinois over the last, I would say maybe a couple months for different reasons, this is not a Decatur problem.
Oh, no. This is
a sparse
all
lots.
Over the yeah. place problem. And I'm assuming for Tesla as well. So are you happy with your purchase? How long have you had it?
It's been like day five or so.
Okay.
Yeah, totally happy.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
No buyer's remorse.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
That's great.
You seem pretty low key about the whole thing.
You're
embarrassed talking about you buying a new car.
I don't know.
But no, I mean, that's interesting.
I'm happy about it, very much so. I love the technology. I've been studying it for...
You've been talking about this ever since I've known
yeah,
you.
I'm very
and
excited.
And now it's here, and you're going...
I'm very... Well, I mean, it's a lot easier. It's a lot more... it's fun. I'm sorry. It's very different. It's a whole different way. I mean, everything about it is so different that... that people can't really understand the difference until you actually get to be hands-on about it. I mean, things like you don't turn the car on, you don't turn it off, you don't lock the doors, they lock for themselves. I mean, there's just...
Yeah, I had the one for like a long weekend, right?
You know,
3-4 days. And it is a completely...
It's way different.
...different way of driving. Everything about it is different.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's not really a dashboard. There's like a tablet, you know, and that's the entire thing. And,
yes.
You know, everything's powered or, you know, customizable. Your phone can be your key, can do everything you need it to do. It's unreal.
Have you figured it all out?
I would say about 85%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
What do you think the average person, how long of a time... of getting used to sort of doing it the new way. The weird thing for me was sort of coming to stop signs and stuff,
well,
right?
They have fake modes that
really?
simulate older cars. So you can have like a standard transmission where it'll, like if you take your foot off the gas, it'll kind of roll.
Oh, really?
Or you could have it where it'll creep in, or you could have it where like a golf cart, on off, you know. So I have it on that mode where I don't generally use the brake.
No, you never use the brake. I mean, that's the crazy thing, right?
And the brake lights come on as your car loses acceleration. It will just brake light.
Yeah, people around you have no idea.
Right.
But driving it is the golf cart analogy is an interesting one because that seemed to be the closest in my estimation of describing it, but it really wasn't anything like a golf cart either.
Right. You know, but that is the closest where you either give it some go or you don't. And then it's constantly scanning, you know, its surroundings. So as you're driving, it'll tell you red lights or the speed limits. It's cars around you. And then as you're not around the car, it's sensing.
So you get a computer generated picture.
Mm-hmm.
But the picture is accurate, meaning if a truck is inbound, you know, in the left lane as you're approaching, it will show up on the screen as a truck,
mm-hmm.
or a garbage truck, or
yeah.
a Volkswagen, or whatever, right?
Exactly right.
But why the computer-driven and not just a full-out camera?
I don't know. It probably has everything to do with the AI to simplify it, so you're not looking at details.
Yeah, but if there's traffic cones or those big orange barrels, they all show up.
Right, but those are noteworthy. You know, if a truck is... driving next to, you know, an Arby's or something, it doesn't make sense to show you all that information. You just need to know the truck.
Okay.
And then, you know, as you're not in the vehicle, it has a sentinel mode. So as people come up to it, it'll record interactions. So if somebody comes up and door dings your car or
sure.
scratches it, you've got video footage from about 8 angles of them doing it.
I'd like to have that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. A lot of cool stuff.
How long in the making? Meaning, like, I mean, I can remember the first Tesla showroom I recall seeing in person was Honolulu, Hawaii.
Do you know when that was?
It's got to be, you know, we would go every other year, so I would say it has to be in the last 4 years.
Interesting. I feel like I have memories of seeing them parked all over Palo Alto in about 2008. And I don't remember if they were concept or limited production, but that's probably about when it really
started. In 2003, the company actually was, you know, put together. But it feels to me like it's only like right now kind of real. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, they're now in mass production, and yeah, you can see them on our streets.
How many do you think there are in Decatur?
I would say maybe 50 to 100.
You think there's that many?
Yeah, probably.
I don't see them. I don't do a lot of driving.
I look for them. Well, let me reduce my estimate down to 25 because I might be seeing the same people.
Right.
But by and large, there are, and all the models are represented in town. I've seen all of them.
And how many are there at this
five,
point?
There are five models. You know, the S, the 3, the X, the Y, which makes an acronym if you put those together.
Sure.
And then the Roadster.
What's the acronym?
S-E-X-Y. So it's, those are the models. It's sexy.
Oh. Yay.
Just saying.
Elon Musk is a genius.
I didn't say that for that.
All right. Well, I'm happy for you because I know what makes you happy.
Yeah. And it's great. No emissions. You know, it's good for the planet, a lot of that sort of stuff. And I think it's going to push forward life. It's a lot of things. I mean, I have autopilot on it, so as I'm driving along, it'll keep me in the lines. If there was a vehicle parked on the side of the road with its blinkers, it moved me to the left lane, you know, all that.
Okay. How much have you played with the auto stuff?
Not a whole lot. I didn't pay for the full, like, autonomous driving.
What? How much more is that?
$10,000.
Okay.
But if I want it later, it'll just download to my car.
That's the cool thing, right?
It's so weird. It's like a video game where it's like, hey, all these features can be unlocked for a little bit of money.
See, that's dangerous. I mean, you know, in the temptation level of that.
Yeah, I mean, if maybe what would be really dangerous is if you could buy it for, like, a weekend.
That's what I'm saying. It's like signing up for a streaming service. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, well, I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, but I'm not going to accidentally spend $10,000 I don't have. You know?
Well, I think it's great. Well, kudos to you, and I hope you enjoy it. I know it's been a long time thought in your head about being able to tool around the way you are right now. They do get questions, right? I mean, you know, it is a thing that people talk to you about.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, strangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's just different. It's still different. Fast forward, you know, 4 or 5 years, nobody will care.
No, they won't. But right now, to me, the most immediate things, like when you step into one of these, and I would highly encourage you if you get a chance to do it, there's just no noise.
Yeah.
It's weird to not know whether the car's on or not.
Yeah, there's no start button. There's no key to turn. It just is ready.
Yeah.
And
so that's the immediately weird thing is, are we on? Are we off?
Right.
Yeah. Are we locked? Are we unlocked? And then the second thing is stopping. I mean, it's just when you're on the road and you hit the gas and you're, you know, on a highway, I mean, it all feels.
It'll whip you harder than most, but it still feels similar.
There is, well, whipping you harder than most depends on how hard you hit the what would have been the gas. There is a lift feel to it that is very different.
Yeah.
But it's the stopping part.
Yep.
That is the hardest thing to kind of just, you know, process in your head as you're going 40 miles an hour to approach a stop sign.
Yep. And then you're instantly not going fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Good for you. Happy for you.
Thank you.
Well-deserved.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
Well, then don't be embarrassed about it.
I don't know.
What do you?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just excited.
Well, you should be excited, but you're embarrassed.
I don't know.
You work hard?
Yeah.
You deserve the car that you want.
Well, thank you.
And you're doing, like, you know, good by it.
Yeah, and I hope people also, I can't wait for more people to have that opportunity to, you know, as production, all these other brands. And I mean, I'm excited for the world as much as I can.
And there's an electric Hummer coming. All things are possible.
That's what I'm saying. Mustang, Volvo, Mercedes.
Cadillac.
All of them.
Yes.
And the prices are, are affordable. I mean, on a lot of these.
Well, I can't wait to see the lyric. You know, I've talked to Steve Gensler about that. You know, ad nauseum.
That should be any time.
Well, I think it's just this supply chain thing has put
I mean, to where we could maybe see one,
yes,
a
soon,
demoed or
soon.
Something. Very close.
Yes.
I can't wait to see that as well.
I'm stoked about all of it. All right, we'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with a very humble three-day forecast that he won't be enjoying in his new Tesla. He doesn't want to show off.
Today's going to be sunny and windy with a high near 70, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high of 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain, and then Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is still at 46 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:24. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Powered up with
Sloan's. Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't miss the one-day-only final sidewalk sale of the year at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur. There are amazing deals going on exclusively from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. only on Saturday, September 25th. Racks of $5, $7, and $10 clothing. 50 to 75% off many other items. One day only, Shop on Main, 407 North Main in downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. For more details, visit Shop on Main on Facebook.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Those crazy nights, I do remember. It was actually about 9 years ago in Honolulu, because I recognize now that it would have been the Tesla Roadster, which has been discontinued in that showroom.
Yeah, that car
that's crazy
like a sports
about
car.
Yeah, it was really slick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're all slick, but it was beefed up.
Yeah, and there's going to be more of it. It's just they're in more consumer-friendly cars now.
Yeah, I think back then it was considered out of most people's price range.
Oh, yeah, it's a six-figure car.
And there was an entire a whole plot line in Silicon Valley, the incredible HBO show, if you've never watched it, about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so the Model 3 is they have as cheap as in the 30s.
Right.
Yeah.
And then is the Cybertruck out yet?
No, it's not out yet.
I think it's ugly as can be.
I love it. I reserved it on the first day.
Did you really?
I don't have any. I have no idea whether I'll ever get it, but it was so unique, and you could put like $100 down.
600,000 pre-orders was announced last year. So that's one. You're one of those.
Yeah, they're all refundable though. So it's like taking a lot of.
It just doesn't look. I mean, to me, the Rivian truck looks way better.
This isn't trying to look like anything you've ever... It's trying to look like something out of Alien or Halo, the video game, or something like that. I think it is phenomenal looking.
Really?
Yeah.
The aesthetics just don't work for me at all.
There's some angles where you look at it and you go, that's the coolest thing. There's a few angles where you're like, I don't know. But there's nothing like it on the road.
I'm sure there's not. There will be. It just looks like a really sloppily put together sheet metal. I mean, from when you're looking at it. That's just what it looks like.
Oh, man.
Like somebody in the future in some sort of Mad Max world built it in their garage to survive.
Oh, man.
Maybe that's why you like it.
I don't think it's mad. That Mad Max amplifier truck from Fury Road is actually for sale right now.
Is it really? How much?
I have no idea. I just saw the listing.
Okay. All right. We got a lot to get to here today. We'll preview tonight's event for Diamonds and Desserts, the honoree, Tanya. I cannot wait.
Oh, that's tonight. Awesome.
Yeah. I get to introduce her, which is fun. Now I got to actually write something down today. We'll get into that. Paul Osborne will be with us. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. Debbie Bogle. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Cody Moore announced his candidacy for the office of Macon County Sheriff in the 2022 election. Cody retired in 2016 from the Decatur Police Department as deputy chief and has 31 years of law enforcement experience. Since his retirement from the Decatur Police Department, he has worked as an expert law enforcement consultant and has remained a sworn police officer. He had a part-time status in Moequa in the Macon County Sheriff's Office and remains a part-time deputy in the Christian County Sheriff's Office as well. In coordination with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Suicide Prevention Team, Richland Community College presents the first annual Operation Obstacle, the race to end veteran suicide. Join us for a timed 2-mile obstacle course race to raise awareness for veteran suicide. The mostly flat course will have between 15 to 20 obstacles. A few of the obstacles will involve carrying or pulling weighted objects a short distance, army net crawls, climbing over shore walls, and going over, under, and through obstacles. The team challenges will include a Humvee pull and a tug of war. The event is this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Richland Community College. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Americans 65 and up and people considered high risk are approved for Pfizer's coronavirus booster shots by the Food and Drug Administration, but Centers for Disease Control advisors are still discussing it.
The panel plans to recommend whether to proceed with Pfizer vaccine third doses for one or more at-risk groups, or perhaps delay any decision to seek more evidence. Some panelists feel the dosages of the three vaccines now are enough.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Homeland Security confirms to Fox some Haitian migrants who snuck into Texas are being let go and told to appear later at an immigration office. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
My Border Patrol sources on the ground working here in Del Rio tell me what they're doing is basically releasing any family units and any women who are currently claiming to be pregnant. We're told just about 5,000 people are left over in this camp right now. That is significantly decreased from what it was on Saturday, about 15,000.
America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here's Nick Smith. We got a beautiful 7, 8, 9 day stretch in the works.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to start off today sunny and windy with a high near 70, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Friday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur, still 46 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
City Hall insider Paul Osborne with us in 1/2 hour. We'll talk about what is shaping up to be a Republican primary race for the Macon County Sheriff. Cody Moore throwing his hat into the ring yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit later in the program. Known Cody a long time. Good guy. Solid. And it's interesting some of the things he's put out as a platform. of what he would do if elected to that office. We'll get into that with Paul.
Where do you find stuff like that? On, like, their own websites?
Nowdecatur.com.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that yesterday. I'm sorry. I had a busy day.
It's okay.
Well, that's actually even easier for me. I don't have to remember anything else. I'll see it.
No, I just... Okay. Anywho, you were sending me a link of better pictures of the truck. Yeah, if Tesla's doing the photography for you.
Well, I mean, yes, for sure. But I wanted, that's a fair way of assessing it, how it's presented and the way that it's intended to be.
Okay. Listen, dude, everybody's got their own taste.
Did that change anything for you?
No.
then I got nothing. It is what it is.
If you take it out like to the salt pits, you know, in Utah and hire a professional photographer, yeah, it looks kind of cool. But, you know, you got to drive it down Woodford.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. How much, before we move on, because I know you're incredibly uncomfortable and awkward about all this, does this overpromise, underdeliver production stuff hurt Tesla, or does it at all?
Not really.
They seem to constantly tell you one thing.
He's P.T. Barnum modern day.
Okay.
I mean, and the things end up happening. They just happen later.
Okay.
He's just not very good at estimating his time.
Right? I know, but which seems weird, though, in the game he's in with investors and everything else, you know, that is something that you really don't want to be wrong on.
It's like I said, it's a different sort of thing. You just queue up for the thing you want, and you know, like,
you're saying that as a buyer, but I'm talking about people investing, buying stock, you know, being in the company.
Sure.
I mean, you know, timing matters.
It does, and there's even probably some gamesmanship in there that people are crying afoul of, because he can sway markets, you know, with single tweets, and has, and so people are saying, you know, that's relatively fraught, you know, because we talk about the power of social media.
Yes.
I mean,
if he's openly being not honest about something.
Or you know, just...
exaggerating.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough weight where people will go to and say, sell, or buy.
For a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you get the reputation of, yeah, well, okay, we've heard that before.
Right.
All right, I've got to ask you a question. Our 17... in December, soon to be 18-year-old senior in high school, Nick, he gets, I'm not kidding you, I'll bet you if we stacked it all up, it would be probably approaching 2 feet tall of direct mail stuff from colleges and universities from all over the United States of America.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Nick, every day, it's two or three or four in the mailbox. And I mean fully produced, expensive pieces of, you know, that's one thing prices haven't come down on.
Right.
You know, I mean, in the world. And I question the logic of it, because he doesn't even open any of them. I mean, is a direct mail piece to a 17-year-old still impactful?
Must be. I mean, it must be,
or it's what we've always done. And how do they know? Where are they getting the information?
That's what I was going to ask. Is he one of those students that's actively putting himself on lists to get?
Nope. I don't believe so. I mean, not like this. I mean, and maybe it's normal. I'd love to hear from folks out there who
I'll
have gone through
survey.
This. At buyers@wsoyam.com. You could send us an email. I would love to know, because, I mean, I am stunned. I mean, like, it's overkill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask some of the seniors.
Do that.
Because I took my James Bond survey yesterday.
And?
I asked them, do they know who James Bond is? Did they know there was a James Bond movie coming out? And are they excited for it?
Okay, first question.
Do you know who James Bond is?
Uh-huh.
I would say that 3/4 of them did.
Okay.
Okay. Did they know there was a movie coming out? There was probably 2 kids that did. Are they excited about it? There was one kid that was.
Okay. First of all, the movie coming out and being excited about it can be, I think, explained away by it's been coming out for 3 years.
So they had 3 years to have
it
on the radar.
Well, but stop. You know, kids are like, that didn't already come out? I mean, because...
It was...
Anyway.
And then I did ask them, just to make sure they weren't detached from things coming out, are you excited about anything coming out that you know when it is coming out?
Yeah.
Meaning a game, a shoe,
whatever. And they said?
They had stuff.
Like
Spider-Man, certain video games, Taylor Swift album.
Okay, well, there you go. If you want to live in a world ruled by Taylor Swift fans, you go ahead and knock yourself
also,
out.
Also, one kid told me that John Wick is the new James Bond. I said, not exactly, but I know what you're saying.
All right, fair enough. I like the John Wick movies. I don't get offended by that comparison. Look, I love kids. You know this. We've talked about this a million times. They don't know everything. They're kids.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
No, but they will grow up and learn things.
They're going to end up, you may not like it when you're 17, 18, but by the time you're 25, you find this franchise.
If the world was run by your opinion of the world at age 17, we would be in trouble. Some things would be better. A lot of things wouldn't.
It'd be a lot more fun.
Including taste. Because that's an acquired thing, I really do believe. Back to the other question.
Sorry.
I'm wondering why, you say it must be effective. And then I'm asking myself, is it every? I mean, we've got a pretty smart kid. I mean, and I'm not saying that in any way of like over exaggerating. He's a smart kid. You know, he's got his act together. He struggled, as everybody did this past year, with, stay at home learning and not having all the stuff. And it's not perfect. But, I'm wondering, how deep do they go in to a senior class to spend this kind of money? Because it's one thing if we got something from Millikan, which we have.
Yep.
That makes sense because of the geography or Richland or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's all over the United States of America.
It's one of those.
I mean, you got stuff from Nebraska yesterday.
It's one of those.
And we have no connection.
Right. If you land 1, 2, maybe 10 students, it probably pays for the whole ad campaign.
I don't know about that, Nick. I mean, I'm talking about the big, expensive.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
If you do the price point, how many seniors are there in the United States of America?
I don't know, but I mean, you're talking about making tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars off of one yes.
Whoa. First of all, that's not true because the entire tuition, a lot of that is overhead. You're paying instructors. I mean, it's not like all that is profit.
I mean, it's not like they're squeaking by. Making thousands.
Well, first of all, colleges are in many ways squeaking by right now.
Of the margin is not like one. You're not getting 1% of the money.
But you're not getting 100% of it either.
Sure.
I don't know what the. Right. It's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Out of a total tuition bill to a university, how much of that is profit?
Yeah. I'm just assuming that some of them are flying blind and the new person is just doing what the old person did. But I bet that there's enough on the higher end that have savvy people that go, this campaign, we spent this on it and it netted us blank. And
I think they're doing it because everybody else is doing it. I think it's a peer pressure game. I think that the folks that are in charge of these departments are just like HR. We've done this since the 1950s.
There's probably some of it.
And there is a lot of that.
Yeah. I would say so.
And kids don't, 17-year-olds today, direct mail? I mean, he's never gotten mail before.
Well, that's the type of thing that they're hoping parents pick up and go, have you ever taken a look at old Stanford?
Maybe. I'm not even sure it works on me.
Well, most stuff doesn't work on you, but the yous out there are going, oh my goodness, my kid's getting recruited by UCLA. Look at this.
Didn't we learn anything from Lori Loughlin?
Yeah, maybe. Was that USC or UCLA?
I don't remember. It might have been USC. That stuff's crazy. I'm not going to jail for prestige college stuff.
No.
Follow your dreams. Be smart about it. Be a kid. Have fun. The stuff stacked up in his room, unopened.
Well, here's the other thing. There's probably also digital equivalents of it that are unopened and cost way less.
That's my point.
So they're probably doing both.
I don't know. My gut sense of this is that it's like, okay, we've got that magazine that's around forever. And it gets diminished down to nothing. But if one bank buys an ad, the other four banks feel like they have to buy an ad.
Sure.
It's got that sense about it to me.
I think there's some of that for sure. And like I said, there's people that are like, what did this lady do before I took this job? Well, we sent out mailers. All right, let me order this year's mailers.
And then you go, hey, we've got a great idea for you. Well, we don't have the marketing budget for that. Because we're spending $8 to deliver a piece to one mailbox.
That's an interesting question. It'd be.
I'm just stunned at the volume. I mean, absolutely stunned.
How do they know how good of a student he is?
That's the question, right? Somebody's selling that information, or at least giving that information.
Right, because there's got to be a threshold.
I mean, you're not sending it to everybody, right? Or maybe you are. That's the question. I don't know.
Maybe you are, because how would they know how dialed in he is unless he's actively searching, which you say he's just regular kid,
He is not one of those kids that's, you know, planned out the next 14 years of his life.
And gone and registered for any of the, so I imagine that I'll just try to get some info on this.
It would be, I just find it fascinating. Uh-huh. As a guy in marketing, I'm like every day at the mailbox going, okay, there's another $25.
But it's like same thing with, stupid credit card companies. I'll get the same credit card offer multiple times on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I imagine that that's an overwhelming expense, but the second that somebody takes it, it becomes a net gain for them.
Right, but the price of sending you something in an envelope, regular mail, versus like a full color
folder with.
I mean, that's a bigger production cost.
It is, but I'm assuming it's risk reward. You know,
I would think it would have to be. I think it's also a testament to why they keep charging the tuition that they do.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of people, and you'll see why a lot of universities' numbers are going down, that stop for a second and go, wait, what am I getting for all this money?
This is the acceleration factor of COVID, and I don't think you're going to see it more in a more demonstrable way than in healthcare and in higher education about change.
Yeah, especially as employers are going to go, you know what? We don't need you to have 17 years. We want you to have experience from us.
Yes.
Let's get you in here and get you trained.
Or as Richland Community Colleges increased, where there was some sort of stigma attached to that 20 years ago. Now it's like, that's just smart.
Yeah, partnerships to get the direct skills. Yeah. Go train them here.
So when you look at a kid coming in, you go, oh, well, you did 2 years at Richland. You know, why did you go that route? Well, it just made financial sense. It set me up to be successful. And that's not a knock now.
Nope.
That's a smart move.
That's been in talking to kids again, anecdotally, a lot of them, ones that had means, good grades, all that stuff, a lot of them would say to me, I'm going to go do Richland for 2 years, get all my basics out of the way. It gives me more time. I can live at home to save money, and then boom.
And throw COVID on top of that.
Yeah, and then COVID happened, and that changed, you know, but this was already in the works.
Yeah, but I mean, acceleration factor again.
Yep.
It's just a whole different landscape. Do your next poll. So the kids know who James Bond is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know there's a movie coming October 8th.
That's right.
And they're not excited about it.
There was some so-sos and like one excited. But
great. So when I go see it, I won't have like a bunch of annoying kids on their phones while I'm watching.
Right. They'll be busy on their phones elsewhere.
Yeah, but not in the theater.
Not where you are.
Yeah. That's good news.
You don't have to look at them.
Pencil that in. We're done with the food drive at 6 p.m. We'll wonder what the next showing at the Strand is.
I think that's my plan.
Okay. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashion pampering.
Hi, I'm Corky Nicholson with Hickory Point Bank. Running a local business is tough. We get it, because Hickory Point Bank is a local business too. As one of Central Illinois' leading locally owned banks, we've been serving Decatur businesses and families for years. Most importantly, we know and understand the issues you face every day, because we face them too. Join us and see the local difference. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, I really like Jeff Lynne, but not Electric Light Orchestra. The band always annoyed me when I was young.
Jeff Lynne being the lead singer of them?
Yeah, he was a guy who went on to do a lot of collaborative stuff with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, did a lot of their albums and stuff, but I was never an ELO fan. Hmm.
That song's pretty solid, right?
It's annoying to me.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I mean, there's no like actual justification.
Might
for
be the cadence of how they...
Yeah, it just... I remember, you know, ELO is just one of those bands. I mean, first of all, I was annoyed that I had to call it ELO. You want to name your band ELO, name it ELO.
All right.
The abbreviation stuff kind of, you know, and that was way before, you know, it became the way we do everything.
Right. Yeah, everything's an acronym now.
Yeah. Does Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez get a new one now that they're back together, or back to the old one?
I think you go back.
Okay.
This is classic.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they got a fresh start kind of thing. We need a new one.
It's a greatest hit.
By the way, I told you the Ryder Cup play starts tomorrow. The opening ceremonies are tonight. They've got really effective commercials that are on NBC that are the person in the commercial is, you know, 8 gazillion gold medalist Michael Phelps doing all the hype for it.
That'll do it.
I just thought that was interesting. They go to a swimmer.
Well, but they go to a winner and prestige.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so,
yes.
I mean, it sells you that this is the highest quality of sports competition.
I thought it was a pretty effective ad. I saw it last night. I don't see a lot of TV ads, but I thought it was pretty good. By the way, finally catching up and caught up with the Walking Dead, you know, the final season. And I think it's in two parts, like now and then again later. And here is the crazy thing I noticed last night. You know, The Walking Dead is basically just a parable for all of us, right? I mean, it's about what happens when, you know, the rules go away and law and order goes away and what do human beings do? And we've seen this. Just go to a Vandalia school board meeting. And that's a thing, by the way. If you don't believe me, YouTube it. And you'll just go, what the? But what's interesting to me, last night, and I believe this was Sunday's episode, you know, that we're all caught up, you know, so the next new one will be next Sunday. You know, there are a strand of the cast members that find their way to a new place where it feels like the 1950s and everyone there is sort of like just holding on to going back to the way it was and not really dealing with the reality of the way the world is. And there's all kinds of symbolism and symmetry to life as we know it today.
You think it's intentional writing?
Yes.
It feels that way?
I think it's the story itself at the heart of it was predicting all of this behavior anyway. But yes, I think it's telling a tale of our days. But the administrator, you know, the bureaucracy, the guy with the really bad tie, and I'm telling you, I sat there and it popped out of the screen of me going, you know, there is something so real about that. That may be the most honest reflection of anything in this show. And I can't tell you, there's some weird genetic strain with people who end up in these jobs with the incredibly bad shirt-tie combination. It's like women in PT Cruisers being bad drivers. I mean, you get enough of it, and there's a pattern.
Wow. What makes it a bad tie? The busy pattern or something?
It's like a burgundy shirt, white tie. You know, just it's in no one's universe is it good fashion. But there's a lot of it at this level. Like, I mean, it's sometimes the world sends you a sign. I mean, like, okay, there's something to this. There's a reason why these incredibly creative people who've predicted all this bad human behavior and told all these tales dressed that person that way.
There's probably someone in somebody's life that they're like, that is my boss to a T that I used to have or whatever.
Right. I think it ought to be on the list when you're hiring a city manager, whatever it might be. That's something you look for and go, yeah, that's a flag.
What does that mean? That guy looks the part. Let's get him in.
No,
here.
That means go the other direction. I didn't say good administrators.
Oh, okay.
It's the stereotype of the...
of the bad ones.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it's like the Bond villain having a cat. I mean, there's just... the accoutrement is screaming at you, I'm not good at this.
Okay.
And I guarantee you no one's ever thought about the shirt-tie combination when evaluating a prospective employee, but it is important. Write those words down. I'm telling you, that's prophetic. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today's going to be sunny and windy with a high of 70, and tonight clear with a low around 47. For Friday, sunny with a high near 80 and a slight chance of nighttime rain. Then Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. The current temperature in downtown Decatur still sits at 46 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:54, and this look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid, and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drug Stores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Do you want a chance to positively impact the Decatur community and grow your career? If you've got the passion, Decatur Memorial Hospital is the place. Right now, Decatur Memorial Hospital, an affiliate of Memorial Health System, is hiring for a wide range of positions across multiple departments and clinic areas. Apply your passion today and visit jobs.choosememorial.org to see all available positions, benefits, and more. Come discover all the things Memorial has to offer. Memorial is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If I say the name George Holliday to you, does it mean anything at all?
Not by name.
Okay. It wouldn't have to me either had you just brought it up that way. George Holliday died of COVID-19 this week after being on a ventilator and in a Los Angeles hospital for more than a month. He was 62 years old. George Holliday was the man who filmed the Rodney King beating.
Yeah.
From his balcony.
Yep, I do remember him now.
You know, it's one of those weird things. You say Rodney King, everyone obviously knows what you're talking about. But the guy in a day where video cameras were not all of that, you know, common, and certainly we weren't walking around with phones that were able to do it, you know, started that whole thing because without that videotape, probably nothing would have happened out of all of that.
A modern Zapruder.
Yes. And here he is again in the middle of all of this as another notable event in the history of the United States of America and the globe. Succumbing to COVID-19 and dying at the age of 62. Rest in peace. When we get back on the other side of the break, we will check in with Paul Osborne. Cody Moore jumping in the sheriff's race. That means that the current sheriff, Sheriff Root, will have a primary opponent. What does that mean? We'll get to it after the break. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Tuesday, there has been one death and 68 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. The resident was a female.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.